Chris Richard is the new defensive genius coach that they brought on board, and he's brought
defensive pass coordinator,
and he's brought on not only his expertise but his passion and a lot of other things. And he was on the other day, and the Cowboys have a lot of good young players, and one of the guys that I think has caught a lot of eyes already this preseason is Chido Awuzie.
Yeah,
and Chris Richard talked about that young man.
I love Chido's progress. The little things that we need to fix, he goes out there and he fixes it. He's a conscious player. Obviously, he is a cerebral player for such a young guy, and that's really cool to see. Again, he fixes his issues. He's not a repeat offender, and he works his tail off.
So I want to know Nate Newton's thoughts on Chido Awuzie, what you saw from him last year, and besides the number change to 24, what are you seeing so far this year?
It opened up. Cole was getting after him a little bit. But the last few days, man, he's, like I say, he's fixed a lot of little things, you know, in his technique, and he's looking better and better. Like I say, it's just amazing how competitive it is. And these guys, man, they just competing. And I hope that all of this hard work that they putting in, I mean, it looks way better than last year. I mean, they going after it. They're getting physical when it's allowed to be physical. And they completing. I mean, and they battling for passes. You don't see a lot of guys just, especially in the one-on-one situations or the two-on-ones, they're just running wide open. Nobody's near them. Guys are closer. Guys are closing the gap faster, reacting faster. So, You just can't wait to the preseason. This one time, you know, that when the Cowboys are doing preseason games, it'll be fun to try to watch and see where these guys stack up.
Well, and Chris Richard talked about he wants to make it really difficult on the offense. Here's what he had to say.
We want to make it as hard out here as possible. One, for our confidence. Two, for their confidence. Again, iron sharpens iron. So the better we are, the better they are. The better they are, the better we will become.
I mean, I just love listening to Chris Richard talk. I love his philosophy. I love his passion. I love what he's bringing to the table. And I think all the young guys are buying into it, aren't they?
Yeah, man. I mean, they excited. They doing what they got to do, man. And, man, I want to say Randy Gregory just went by me, man. I don't wonder if he had on his suit. Like he had on some pants or some pads, man. Go ahead on, man.
He's going to go back out there and work out some more?
Man, I don't know. I don't know if he was dressed full go today, Randy Gregory. He's been going through the walkthroughs, and I'm sorry to get distracted like that.
No, listen, squirrel. It's okay. We can do those things. All right, we're going to slide over to Rod Marinelli, who's been here. And Rod Marinelli seems to be just as excited the fact that Chris Richard is on board, and he's got some young blood. He's got guys coming back. And Rod Marinelli talked a little bit about what he has on the table and most likely what Chris Richard brings to the table.
What impact will Chris Richard have on the Cowboys defense?
Oh, big time. You know, I'm a big fan. I just love him to death. And, one, he brings great experience. He's played the position. He's learned under Pete Carroll's a terrific football, you know, and Pete coached under Monty Kiffin all those years, or with Monty. But he brings an intensity, and he's a great communicator.
And I sense that. I mean, the last thing he said there was he's a great communicator. Nate, you have played under several different coaches at several different levels, and you could have five different coaches say the same exact thing, but for whatever reason, Jimmy Johnson's message got across.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess in his case, Jimmy, when you come from college, you know, you get great talent, but you also have a mixture of guys that you have to continually coach and keep an eye on. And that's how these coaches are coaching, man. It's like we're going to coach these guys no matter whether you're a first-round pick or you the 90th free agent we just signed. We coach it. They coaching up everybody, man. Everybody's getting coached. I mean, even when they're coaching one guy and the play is in progress, coach kind of got his eyes on that play. When that guy run by, he'll have a statement for that guy. Everybody is doing it. I mean, their coach, you see Jason Garrett out there. Normally, he'll say a few things, but you'll see him actually just getting a little bit more involved with his players, man, and no matter what position, wide receiver, quarterback, D DB. I mean, everybody's trying to make sure these guys know what to do.
I'm going to play a little buzz round with you in a minute here. I'm going to just throw some names at you, and I want to get your take on the guys. But one more thing from Rod Marinelli. He's not been known as a defensive guy that likes to blitz a lot, but now with the different types of players that the Cowboys are getting back, getting healthy, have drafted, have acquired, Rod Marinelli says that might change a little bit.
Will you blitz more with Rashard here?
Yeah, I think things that we're doing, you've probably seen in camp a little bit more five. Now, I'm not necessarily like taking a guy out of the hole.
Okay, now you got to explain to people what the five is and take him out of the hole.
So you take five. If you get heavy blitz, you start overloading it. Now it's man across the board, and it's all or nothing.
Right.
Either you're getting there or you're going to give up a touchdown. Right. You know, I mean, semi, yeah. You know. Right. So you see that in the league a lot. All of a sudden, a big pressure, boom, is one guy out in space, and they're scoring. We want to make a team really work, and I think we've got some linebackers that can rush. And so if we get that five-man pressure and the concepts on the three deeps have a chance to say the same.
All right, so that, you know, to me, just as Johnny football fan and a Cowboy fan, when I hear blitz, I'm excited about that. I think that leads to more aggressive nature, and you're not afraid to go for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but not early in the season. Let these guys get to know what they need to do. And I think as the season progresses, you'll see that a lot.
The confidence will start growing.
Yeah, yeah. Unless it's a nickel situation where you may have two linebackers in there, and then you may do something a little bit different, you know. But, you know, they were pretty good at three down linemen, two linebackers last year. You know, so we'll see again this year what happens.
All right, it's Nate Newton. It's Mark Elfman. It's Game Night on 103.3 FM ESPN. Nate out in Oxnard, California. All right, I'm going to throw some names at you. And I want Nate Newton. Do you want to be your general manager hat, your head coach hat, or just Nate Newton's hat? What are you wearing?
Just Nate Newton. That way I can be real with myself.
I love that. All right, ready? Taco Charlton. What are we seeing?
Got a hurt shoulder. Doing okay. Trying to fight through the pain. Missed practice, I think, yesterday. And the walkthrough this morning, but he's bigger, not fat, but just looking stronger and bigger, you know. And he's working hard. We just got to hurry up and get to the preseason.
Okay, Coney Ealy, tell me about that. We heard a lot about him early.
Very inconsistent.
Okay, maybe that's why he hasn't stuck with the team.
Yeah, very inconsistent, man. I mean, one day he looked like yesterday. He looked good. But the 2 days before that, it's like, is he sick? Is something wrong with him? I mean, he just didn't look good. But, you know, yesterday he looked great. He looked nice, man. He was getting off the rock, bringing some heat. So you just got to get consistent.
Okay. I don't really need to say DeMarcus Lawrence. I know he looks good. Tyrone Crawford, I'm sure he's going to be fine. But there was
He's working hard, man.
Yeah, I think he's really busting it. All right,
he lost about 15 pounds, too.
Got a boy. That's good to see. Okay, two other names on the defensive front. Number one, we've been waiting to see this guy. I just don't know if we've seen him yet. Is Charles Tapper ever going to play football?
He was sick yesterday. Had something bad.
Man, sick? You know, dislocated elbow? I mean, it could be anything with this guy. I mean, you know, he picks up the phone, he breaks an eardrum. What's wrong with him?
Hey, man.
I mean, I'd like him, but I'd like to see him on the damn field.
Ain't nothing I can do about that, man. Yeah, ain't nothing I can do about that, brother.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we praying for this guy, man.
I know.
Everybody that I talk to, man, everybody say a little prayer, man. Light a candle for him or something, man.
Okay, I'll say a little prayer for him tonight.
Okay,
all right, Jihad Ward.
Yeah, been nice, man. Jihad Ward and David Price, the kid out of UT, said they've been nice. They've been active. They've been rushing that passer hard, been doing good in one-on-one competition. Oh, man, it's nice, man.
All right, I'm going to throw two linebackers' names at you, and it's not going to be the ones people think I'm going to name. Damian Wilson.
Okay. He did a compete against it was either Barr and my boy Swain.
Right.
And he did a semi-bull spin, knocked him on the keister, bro. It was ugly. And I said, man, we got to go out and find us a tight end. that could at least pass block.
Okay, the kid Joe Thomas they brought on board?
Nice. He's the first guy up. If something happened to any linebacker, he's the first guy up.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's smart. He can run, number 48. Oh, yeah, man. Nice kid, man, from Green Bay. Yeah.
All right, now let's talk about the young kids. You know, we have not ever seen, you know, Leighton Vander Esch play an NFL game yet, but the Cowboys think very highly of him. We have seen Jalen Smith play a football game for the Dallas Cowboys, but not the Jalen Smith that we've been hoping to see. So let's talk about each guy first. Let's talk about Leighton Vander Esch. What have you seen from number 55 that makes you think that the Cowboys made the right decision so far?
His coverage skills are pretty nice. I mean, we'll see in the game. See, with linebackers, it's hard to tell because who does all the hitting? Who's the recipients of all the hits? That's the linebackers. You know, so we can't tell if they can really cover or they can really bang somebody into the preseason start. But early deal, Vander has been looking nice to me. You know, I thought they were starting, you know, coming into camp, but they got Jalen there. So, you know, Jalen a good downhill guy. I still think he got to work on his lateral explosion a little bit. But it's a battle. And Jalen always starts first. And when Sean Lee missed practice, then they have the Thomas kid in there.
Well, and you
so
know
be
what?
Thomas and Jalen.
And I think you know this back from the Super Bowl years is, A, you can have enough, you can never have enough depth. And one right. of the things that was so great about y'all's championship team, that defensive team, well, you guys could just keep shuttling them in.
Yeah.
I mean, you bring in, here's your third string guy, the second string guy, you sit down for two plays, we're bringing this linebacker. I mean, it was unbelievable what you guys did.
Mm-hmm. We had a nice little rotation at linebackers, D-line, and safeties and corners, but you know, we live in a different world now. You know, you can't stockpile that talent because it got to be paid.